I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. Take a look at the help section in your Alexa app.
If there was ever a time in life we need to step it up, the time is now. If there was ever a moment in your life you felt you couldn't stand, stand up now. Let's rise together and stand up for your destiny. Stand up, for this is your life. Stand up for humanity. Stand up is all your life. You are the one you have been waiting for. You are the one. Yeah. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one you have been waiting for. There was ever a time in history to let your spirit shine, shining now. It's time to be the change you wish to see. To free us all our lives, come join me now.
Join me now.
Come together and stand up. Stand up for love and life. Stand up for every living thing. Stand up, this is your call to stand up with integrity. Stand up, stand in your life. Stand up for peace and harmony. Stand up, this is the time.
Everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening from, or whenever you happen to tune in, whether live or listening to the replay. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island psychic medium and spirit guru, coming to you live from beautiful, sunny New England. It's a gorgeous day here today, a little bit hot and humid, but this is the weather that we wait for all year because our summers are so very short. And it's a gorgeous day today. It's been a gorgeous week weather-wise. We've had a couple of little storms here and there, but nothing that we couldn't get through. And how is the weather like our lives, right? Oh, I just unplugged my microphone. Let me plug that back in. All right, I'm testing out a new microphone today, and I'm hoping that the sound is okay. This is a first time out with this microphone, we'll see how it goes. All right, so I'm going to just hop on over to Facebook and get on to Facebook Live. And while you guys are here, already people on the queue, on the call-in on Blog Talk Radio. So you guys, if you've listened before, you know my format. I talk for, you know, the first half hour, and then I take callers the second half hour. So you guys, you know the drill. And if it's your first time tuning in, that's how I work. And so hang on tight. I will get the callers today. And I am so happy that you're here tuning in with me. And let me just get the Facebook all set up. So today our topic is a million miracles every day, right? And what is a miracle? We tend to think here. Sorry, so Facebook just came on. Sorry, guys, on Blog Talk. We're talking today about a million miracles every day, and what is a miracle, right? Because when we think about miracles, we think about, you know, really like the big stuff, okay? Like somebody has cancer and they miraculously get cured, even if they didn't have, you know, certain treatments or whatever. We think of that as a miracle, right? But yet, I'm trying to adjust my microphone here. Hold on. This is a brand new microphone to me, so I have to learn how to use this thing. Okay, I think I might have it here. All right, let's see. Okay, I think I've got it now. I had it backwards before. Ah, the beauty of being live. I had tested this before, but I didn't realize I had it backwards until just now. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Fatima. All right. Let me know how you guys can, if you can give me a thumbs up if you guys can hear me okay, because this is a brand new microphone I'm testing out, trying to, you know, improve the quality of the sound and the quality of the experience for you guys. Okay, so I'm getting hearts on Facebook, so I'm thinking that the sound is okay. I don't know. Just if somebody can give me in the chat, let me know if it's okay. That would be awesome. Awesome. Mm. Coffee is a miracle. Especially Organo coffee. Just saying. All right. So today, you guys, we're talking about a million miracles and miracles every day in our lives. We tend to think of a miracle as the big things. It is the Oh my goodness. Thank you, Fatima. The sound sounds fine. Okay, great. Good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, Babette. And so you guys are going to have to catch up because I am live on Blog Talk, so I need to keep talking. But anyway, so a million miracles every day. And what is a miracle in our lives? We think about the miracles as the big things. We think about the miracles as somebody on life support, and the family has to make the decision that it's time, you know, when it's time to pull the plug because the quality of life for the person. You guys are seeing my outdoor shower here. Trying to find a good spot here where you guys aren't seeing all kinds of funky things, but it's not working. So you guys are seeing my backyard. anyway, if I turn around, you guys can see the water for you guys that are on live. Let me do that. But then I can't look at the water. But that's okay because I look at the water all the time. You know what, you guys are stuck here. I can't move everything. You're going to have to look at my outdoor shower. Okay, so the miracles in our lives, we tend to look at the miracles as, say, for example, this was an experience in my own life. I had a friend who was in his 50s. He had a stroke, and he was on life support. and they didn't have see any brain activity. And so the doctors finally said to the family, you know, you have to make a decision. There's no brain activity, and you know, it. Or you can leave him on life support and be a vegetable, or you can take him off the life support. And so the family decided to take him off the life support, and they just waited for him, you know, to stop breathing and for his soul spirit to leave his body. But he kept on breathing, and he kept on breathing, and he kept on breathing. And next thing you know, he woke up. Yep. He woke up. And so we think of things like that as miracles. And he recovered. He lives, you know, not a completely sort of normal active life like we do. He does live in assisted living. But that would be what we consider a miracle, right? Along with, you know, somebody has a miraculous cancer healing, you know, the big things. And those certainly are miracles for sure. But we know about those miracles. Yeah, all of us, right? We've all heard a story about somebody who's experiencing those things. We've all seen miracles around us, big things like that. Or we know somebody or somebody who's had one and so forth. And it's so, I find this so, this has been really a big deal for me this week. And honestly, it was a meme that I saw on Facebook that gave me the idea for the show today. And I posted it on my page. So if you guys haven't seen it, you can go to Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium on Facebook, and you can see the meme there. And, I could probably try to find it, but if I do that, no, I'm afraid I might lose you guys. But anyway, it's about a million miracles. And so there's a couple of abracadabras in this life that help us every day. So I recently had some friends ask me how I was able to stay so balanced with everything that is going on within my family, in my life at this time, and all the things that I have had become responsible for that aren't to do with me directly. You know, that includes caring for my brother and my dad and lots of paperwork and all sorts of things. And we're going to talk about in another show about when your life gets hijacked. But today I want to talk about miracles, because I found that meme to be so profound. And I've been thinking a lot about that this week and writing about it as well. And the miracles are just, I'm sitting here on this beautiful sunny day in the backyard, looking at the ocean. That's a miracle. I can see the ocean. I can see the flowers. I can see my neighbor's roses across the street. I can see the beautiful plants I have on the deck. I can feel the temperature and the wind slightly blowing. That's a miracle. Right, I was able to make a cup of coffee this morning, and I was able to pick out the clothes that I wanted to wear. That's a miracle. Right? So a miracle are the thousands of small things that happen every day in your life that we don't even think about. Don't even consider or give them a second thought, right? The abracadabra of life, of creating magic in your own life, is gratitude, right? And when we can have gratitude, our lives can shift. Not just gratitude. When we can have gratitude for the smallest things, yes, Jeannie says miracles are the breath of life. Yes. And breathing is a miracle. When you think about the physiology of the body, right? The physiology of the body itself is a miracle. Science has never been able to replicate it, right? Yet. They're working on it. You know, they can replicate cows and sheep and all that sort of thing, but not the human body yet. So the human body is a miracle, right? So these are all things that we, when we take a moment and we breathe it in, we breathe in and we can breathe what we see, right? So as an expression, as a metaphor. So as I'm looking at this beautiful scenery, I'm breathing it in. I'm taking it in through my eyes. In other words, I'm breathing it through my eyes, right? Because remember, breathing is a miracle of life and breath is life. And when we think of breath, we think of breathing through our lungs. We inhale through our nose or mouth, we exhale. And even that we don't do consciously, and it's a miracle that it just happens. Your heart beats all by itself and it just happens, right? That's a miracle. So when metaphorically, when we breathe in everything around us, when we take it in, we soak it through our skin. When you have, you're able to enjoy the sunshine and soak that in. You soak it into your skin. You soak it into your every cell, your heart, your mind. You feel, you feel it in your body. And it's like, for me, I don't like to be in the sun for too long and I don't like it too hot, but my favorite temperature in the summertime, honestly, is like about 75 degrees with a little breeze. I could do 80. And, I like to be out enjoying the weather in the late afternoon. That's my time in the summer when I like enjoy the summer, especially. Like right now, though, it's absolutely perfect. I don't know what the temperature is now here. Let me take a look and see. But there's a slight breeze. It's absolutely perfect. And my weather seems to have gone away on my computer. Mercury is in retrograde, by the way. And this can be kind of a tricky retrograde. I'd love to have Susan Brochen on to talk about the Mercury retrograde and who it's going to be difficult for, or the most difficult for. And sometimes, depending on your sign and what planets are affecting you and so forth, retrogrades are easier or worse for you. So it's 83 right now. It says it feels like 93, but it does not feel like 93 out here right now. And that's because of the humidity. But it's lovely in the shade. I'll just say that. So Fatima says we are running all the time and we can't see the miracles happening. Yes, absolutely. Susan says she just had a miracle. Wonderful agent on Delta Airlines was able to get me an aisle seat. I was told I wouldn't be able to get a seat assignment until I got to the airport on August 11th. It was really important that I have an aisle seat so I can move around. I am so grateful. Yeah, so there's a double abracadabra there, right? So Susan recognized the miracle, and then she's grateful. She has gratitude for that miracle. And, I find that when we have appreciation in our lives, when we have gratitude, when we recognize the miracles, more miracles and opportunities open up and happen. And because it's the magic of it, right? So when we talk about magic, people often think about spell casting, right? Magic is really about creating the life that you find magical, right? And that starts within each and every single one of us. It starts in the interior, not anything outside of us. It happens right inside. Corey Thorne, retrograde is kick my ass and I'm in Aries, LOL. So it was kicking my ass too, I'll tell you. The 7 days when it was in the shadow of the retrograde. And now I'm going to knock on wood because things seem to be leveled out for me a little bit. And I hope they stay that way. I was born in under Mercury retrograde. So sometimes Mercury retrograde is really good for me. And other times it's terrible. But so really quick and funny little thing. So I'm looking at right now, there's this snail who has been on the edging of the house, facial board there, I think is what you call it. And that snail has been on the facial board of the house for over a week. And it's a miracle, right? So I've been watching this snail and it's been so much fun. So there's a little lip on that runs under the fascia board where the siding meets the house, the flashing. And that little snail has got apparently a really good food supply there because that snail has been humming around flashing for over a week. And it's been so much fun watching him. And we had a party the weekend, last weekend. And people were fascinated with this snail, taking pictures of it and everything. So anyway, it's just watching it is so much fun, right? And they move a little faster than I was expecting. He just moved all the way down the 5-inch fascia board just from the time I started talking about him. And now he's on the ledge and he's having lunch. I don't know where and at night he goes into his shell and he just sleeps right there on the little flashing lip. And I don't know where he went this morning, but he was coming from the top of the roof. So anyway, so I just had to share that with you guys because it's just been a funny thing this last week. Ryan Fontaine, good morning, Guinevere, good morning. Good morning, Chrissy. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Carla, Rob. Good morning, Deborah. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Lisa Carberry. I'm saying good morning, but actually all you guys are not in morning. Lisa Carberry, you're in the middle of the night in Australia. So thank you for being here. So whatever time zone you're in, a good day to you all. Good evening to you. I'm so appreciative that you're here and I'm so grateful. And it's a miracle that we have this technology that we can be here from all around the world gathering together, right? That is a freaking miracle. And it's pretty amazing. So another miracle this past week that I learned about is micro cameras that they put in pill capsules in hospitals and you swallow them and they take pictures of your whole inside on its way through your digestion. That's a pretty crazy cool miracle. And so trying to figure out some solutions for my dad, right, so he doesn't have to go through really stressful, invasive medical testing. So that's a miracle that he can swallow this little camera and it takes pictures of his whole interior. That's a miracle, right? And so I really want you guys to think about the tiny millions of miracles that you have in your life every single day. Because when we focus on the miracles, when we focus on the things that are beautiful, the things that are right, we get more of that. We see more of that, right? Abraham Hicks says that, what you focus on is what you see. And when you are in a certain vibration, then, you know, you won't even see things going on around you that don't match your vibration. And I know this to be true. I know this to be true. So one thing that happened to both my daughter and I last year, we were at a big horse event and we were enjoying this beautiful horse show. And all of a sudden we heard this huge bang. It sounded like a gunshot and we both gasped. And then my first thinking was, oh my God, we need to duck. And then we realized that one of the riders' horses with the rider on it hit the wall, and the rider went over this 4-foot wall onto the cement. And the rider was okay, but we didn't see it. We didn't know anything and it was even wrong or happened until we heard the big bang, and then we saw the reins from the horse over the rail and no rider. And then people, of course, rushing to help the rider. The rider did get right back on the horse. But so even right there in front of us, because we were so focused on what we were enjoying, we didn't even see that accident happen. Right. It's crazy when you think about it, right? And you think, oh, you know, well, you just weren't looking. Yes, we weren't looking in that direction, but the horse arena is not that big, right? And things like this happen all the time in my life, and I'm sure that they happen in yours too. So if you're someone who is always seeing things that are like tragic or difficult, then you want to think about what is in your energy field, what is in your mind. Do you watch the news? Do you focus on the tragedies in the world? Or do you focus on the things that are beautiful in the world? I'd love to see a news station that only puts out positive things. But they wouldn't get the ratings. Sadly, the majority of people in not just in this country, but in the world are negatively focused. And I'd say, you know, that Wayne Dyer used to say that when we reach the 11th percentile mark of people who were awakened, then, you know, the S curve, whatever that percentage is, that it takes a long time. You see the line of the S curve and it goes along and it moves up ever so slightly. And then all of a sudden, you see it goes way up the scale quickly. I think the number he used to give was 11%. I could be wrong. And if somebody knows the number, you know, please be happy to put it in the chat. That'd be totally fine. But once we reach a certain percentage in with anything, all of a sudden that expands exponentially and quickly goes up the scale. And so when we, as we're in now this awakening of the goddess, and we are in this miracle of this time of the goddess, leaving the Iron Age, as it's known in some, with some people, or the age of the masculine, you know, the as we're moving into the divine feminine, we're the shifters. If you guys, you're here listening, whether you're here on Facebook or you're on Blog Talk Radio, you guys are the shifters. You guys are the tippers of the world. You guys, and I say guys, and of course I mean that generally and neutrally. You people, you people just sound so weird. You are the shifters. The shapers. You are the miracles that we need in this world today, right? We're facing, in the United States here, we are facing the election, presidential election in 2020. And how it's shaping up right now, if you are hoping for a change in the rains in the United States, things are looking kind of dismal as far as a candidate who can oust the current president. Sadly, but that's where we're at right now. It seems like nothing can touch this guy, no matter how bad he is and how immoral and the things that come out of this man's mouth. For some reason, he can't shatter people, you know, some people. And it's frightening. And at the same time, it's calling each and every one of us to be a miracle in our own lives, to be a miracle in the lives of people around you, right? To be a miracle in the supermarket just by being kind. Just by being kind, right? In these days, sometimes that is a rare thing and it's a miracle. But again, if you focus on that, that's what you see. And the more you focus on the positive, the more you focus on gratitude, the more you focus on the small miracles. I'm watching this little ant walking across the table, right? It's a miracle. Have you ever seen ants work? They gather up their bits of food and they can carry a piece of food that's bigger than they are. They're like Hercules in an ant body. And they all work together, right? They all have their jobs and they all work together to create their society. And when you look at any research around ants, it's they're miracle workers. It's really incredible. When go on like YouTube or something and find some National Geographic show about ants. That's a miracle, and we need all these miracles in our lives every day. We need the things that we see in nature. We have to take care of the environment, right? A miracle to me is Dave putting a plastic bottle in the recycle bin instead of in the trash. Yay, right? That's a miracle. Yes, answer a team, Fatima. And we can only move forward in this age of the goddess. And I'm so happy that you said that. Being a team, right? Because it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child, right? We've all heard that saying. It takes a village to shift the things that we need to shift now. It takes a village. So start small. Start recognizing every little miracle that you have in your life every day now. See them. Take a minute and think about the miracles. Think about it, right? The automobile is a miracle. Even I'm watching the motorboats go by and the sailboats go by. They're a miracle. They're in the water, and yet they stay on top. That's a miracle. Of course, it's engineering, but it's a miracle that somebody thought of the concept to create the boat, right? And Susan says, magic is all the time. Exactly. Exactly. It is changing thinking about what is really going on and expanding our consciousness. Yes. Yes, Susan, that's perfect. And really, you know, that's enlightenment, or that's a piece of enlightenment, right? How do we change our thinking about what is really going on and expanding our consciousness? And that's how we shift in our life. That's how we see and we create the bigger miracles in our life, is by starting to see the small miracles in our life every day, right? It's a miracle when I can get up in the morning and stand straight up and walk out of the bedroom without having to hold on to furniture. That's a miracle for me. A year ago, I couldn't do that. CBD has changed everything for me with my mobility. So for me, that's a miracle, and I'm so blessed and grateful, right? And that's my rant about miracles for the minute. I'm sure, you know, we'll get back on that for sure. So I am going to take some callers now. And if you guys are on Facebook and you want to call into the studio, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. I would love for you, some of you guys, to jump on. Susan Brochin, I'd love for you to pop on if you'd like. Let's see. Lisa by Grace is not here today. Lisa Carberry, if you have the capability and want to pop on, I'd love to see you. Any of you guys want to pop on, head over to the Blog Talk studio and call in. All right, so I'm going to go to the switchboard now and take a couple of callers. Okay, so the first caller, the first area code is 973, and the last four digits, 7070. Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Cynthia Fontaine. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, happy Sunday. My name
Hello.
Is Tina.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Happy Sunday to you as well. Monday if you're in Australia.
Oh, yes. I would like a reading. I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
A relationship with your boyfriend, Trey. Okay. Have you, so my guides are, they'll start dropping in numbers and things like that, and they'll start showing me pictures of situations and so forth. Have you, they're showing me the number two. So what is the number two significant to you? Have you guys been together for 2 years?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh, sorry, here comes Dave with the hot rod.
2 weeks,
okay. All right, sorry. So Dave just pulled in with the hot rod, so it was a little bit loud, sorry. This is one of the hazards of being on the radio live and being enjoying the outdoors at the same time. Because I prefer to be in my outside office in the summertime because summer is so short here. All right, so 2 weeks. And do you have children?
Yes, I do.
I see.
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I see small children. And do you have one or two?
Two.
Two.
Two, okay, because I see two kids. And I just see two kids in your chart. But then do you have a niece or a nephew or something that's close with you and your kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting. So how this will happen for me is I'll start to see, like, so for example, right now it's kids. So I see two that are close together. And then I see another one that's sort of separated space-wise over to the side. So to me, that is not your child, but it's, you know, often like a niece or a nephew or that, you know, is close to you and your family. Okay. So my guides will just start dropping things in, you know, to let you know that we're connected, and then sort of like general information as well. And then they're stalling. I don't know why it's so interesting. So when they're stalling, usually I'm waiting for them to download some more information. It's funny because I keep asking about Trey. So while I'm having a conversation with you guys, I'm asking my guides questions in my head. And so they're kind of giggling. Is this guy, does he have a sense of humor?
Very funny.
Is he kind of funny?
Very funny.
Okay, because they're laughing, and so that, you know, they're showing me like he's funny. He's got like a sense of humor, and does he have like a funny kind of haircut? Is it like one of those haircuts where he cuts designs into his hair or something?
Yes, it's low, but he does have a design. A little, yeah, have a little part.
Have a design.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Because they're showing me, like, you know, that his haircut with like a little design in it. Okay, cool. And he is funny. And is he, so they're giving me the number 37. I don't know where that fits yet. I don't. Are you? Are is he 37 or are you 37? I feel like you're younger.
No. Yeah, I have younger energy. No, he's not 37.
Yeah, okay.
He's 41.
Yeah, I have younger energy. No, he's not 37. He's 41.
41. Okay. And so, and you're older than 37. So
yes.
What was going on at 37 yes. for you? So what was happening at 37 for you then?
I was in a relationship that I was in.
I was in a relationship that I was in.
Go ahead, sorry. So
yeah,
you
I was
in
a relationship that I,
37.
That I needed, yeah, that I wanted to end.
Okay. So when they start dropping in ages, it's because what was the things that were going on that are relevant at that time connect into the things that are presently going on in our lives. They're still impacting us in some way. Now, have you had, they're talking about two other relationships. I don't know if that was in between that relationship in 37 and Trey, or if it was, or if you've had like three big relationships in your life. Which way?
Yeah, it was three big relationships in my life. Yes.
Yeah, it was three big relationships in my life.
Okay,
yeah.
Three big relationships. Okay. And I feel like that so Trey feels a little bit different where he's got the sense of humor, you know, he can be funny, but he's also really deep. And he can, I feel like, is he kind of philosophical?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay, all right. So I feel like, so when I say deep, he can be philosophical, right? And you can have an interesting conversation with him. And what does he do for work?
He has his own business and he does entertainment.
Okay. And because I feel like that he's a guy that sort of needs interesting things in his life, right? I feel like he's a guy who's kind of like a mover, you know, like a mover or a shaker. In personality profiles, we would call him a charismatic leader. If he's had a business for a long time, he probably has some knowledgeable achiever in him because that would give him the, you know, sort of like the oomph that it would take to keep running a business. Or he would have somebody who does the running of the business for him, like the mundane stuff, you know, the paperwork, the booking, the events, things like that. So I feel like he's a guy who likes to move fast. He likes fast-paced things. You know, he appreciates, like, they're showing me like good chocolate and good wine. I don't know if he drinks wine, but you know, that if he doesn't drink wine, it can be like, it's the sensual things of life, right? When we think about good chocolate and good wine, we think about them together, right? We think about, sensuality. And I feel like that he can be very sensual. When I look at the threat of possibility for the relationship, it's so brand new. And I feel like this is the thing that I think for you, the big sort of lesson or big thing for you to work on is two things. One, not to be scared, right, about being in another relationship. Two, actually, it might be three things. There's so many. Be really clear about what you want in the end game. Okay. We, as women, make the mistake of not sharing what we want with the end game, afraid that we're going to chase the guy off, right? When in fact, we want to chase off the ones that don't qualify, who aren't going to fit into the life that we want. Okay. Because we save a lot of time and aggravation that way. So you want to be really clear about, say, for example, in 5 years, what would you like your life with Trey or another man in your life? What do you want it to look like? Do you want marriage?
I would like to be,
do you want to buy a house?
Yes, I would like marriage and business.
Yes, I would like marriage and business.
Marriage and business. Okay, great. And so it's really clear, and I think right from the first date that, you know, we're clear about what our end game is. Not at bit, and it will scare some people off, trust me. But you want to scare those people off, okay? And at the same time, it also qualifies the guys who are worth our time, okay? So, and this is for everybody out there.
I agree.
Yeah, totally, right? So be clear about your end game, because we often think, oh, no, well, you know, they'll come around, right? They'll want to get married. They'll want, you know, to move to wherever, right? No. Right? So be clear about the end game from the beginning. And then
well, what
also,
do you pick up that he wants?
You know,
what's
that?
I said, what do you pick up that he wants? Like, what do you want from his
spirit?
So psychic readings are really interesting, right? I have really good ethics and boundaries, and if I don't have the other person in front of me, then I can't directly look at the other person and what they want. I can look at you, and I can look at possibilities of your life with him, but I can't, it's like spying, right? And any psychic that does that, and I'm probably going to get a lot of feedback from this, is really crossing an ethical boundary. Okay. So a better question might be, what can I expect, right, in moving forward, continuing to see Trey? What can I expect from this relationship, right? Another good question is, what's my next right move, right, in this relationship? Those are really better questions, and you're going to get better answers that way, rather than focusing on, well, you know, about what he is doing, because, sometimes that changes moment to moment with some people, I can tell you from experience, right? So you're going for ice cream, and next thing you know, you're not going for ice cream. You're buying bananas and eating ice cream at home, right? So, and I know that's kind of a silly example, but anyway, there's all these threads of possibilities in our lives and in our relationships. And so what you want to look at is, what is the thread of the possibility of the relationship, right? What's the quality of the relationship? And so when we ask, let's ask, I'm going to go to the Oracle deck, and I'm going to go to Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle, we call it WOTO, and I'm going to ask, what can you expect from this relationship with Trey? Tell me when to stop shuffling the cards.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and do you want top, bottom, or middle?
Middle. Thank you.
Middle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right in the middle, or do you want me to count up or down?
The middle.
The middle.
Okay. All right. So let's see. So you got the card regeneration. So regeneration is about it's about rebirth. It's about second chances, right? It's about opportunities that you never thought you would see again, right? Sometimes after bad relationships, we think, oh, I'll never be in a good relationship. I'll never, you know, kind of thing. I feel like for you that it's really important for you to, in your life, to be authentic, to be really clear about what it is that you want, right? And when sometimes when we're sort of experimenting with that as women, we can sort of go to the hard line of what we want. This is what I want, and that's it. No, it's, you don't want to do it that way. You want to do it in a softer way, okay? So this relationship for you is about the failures that of the past that you've had in your life, and knowing that you can have something better in your life in as far as your relationships. Okay. So if you can step into what you really want, be really clear. I feel this is really important here with this particular relationship, because I feel like you give and give and give, and you give second chances and 10th chances and 150 chances. And then finally, you know, you've had enough. So I feel like you've put up with a lot in past relationships that weren't, you know, for your highest and best good. But, you know, we learn from our failures and we learn from our losses when we can see the miracles in them. Okay. So I give homework. So your homework is looking at your past relationships and finding the gifts that they have brought to you through the failure, through the loss, through the hardship. Okay. Because those two are miracles, and those gifts are what we can then build on for a better, more solid relationship. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense, yes.
Perfect sense, yes.
Okay. And was there somebody that was involved with drugs around you?
Not that I know of. Maybe my son father, maybe he did it with his friends when they went off or something.
Okay, okay. Because I feel like it was like one of the kids' fathers kind of thing. And, you know, so they're my guys are just kind of showing me, like, you know, we tend to attract the same kind of people until we do something different in our lives. And I don't mean something different like, you know, changing our hair or our clothes. I mean changing our interior, right? Changing our thoughts, changing, you know, having the attitude of gratitude, meditating. When we change within, then things around us change, and different people will be attracted to us, and we'll be attracted to different people. You know, we always, the mind has what's called a reticular activating system, and it's always looking for what is familiar, what is the same. And so it will bring us back to a situation over and over and over again. And we have to rewire the mind. And you can do that through meditation. You can do that through cognitive behavior therapy. You can do that through the envision process. There's all sorts of things that you can do to help repattern the brain. Meditation is the most readily available to people, because you can go on YouTube and, you know, key up a meditation and start meditating. The key is consistency. If you have a good 3-minute meditation a day, that's better than no meditation a day. If you have a great 20-minute meditation every day, even better. If you have, you know, a great 20-minute meditation once a week and a good 3-minute meditation the rest of the week, beautiful, right? But the key is consistency, and you will find that it actually creates new pathways, and meditation creates new pathways in the brain. And it gives us the space to see and get wisdom from our own higher self, right? Because we all have an oracle built within. We all have an inner oracle, and we all know when something's not right. You know, we get that gut feeling, or we know when something feels very right. Sometimes we can be deceived by things seeming very right because it's the familiar. And so that's what they want you to look at, is what the past relationships, how they've been similar. Our relationships also, you know, sort of they represent our family growing up. And then is there places where you'd like to shift that? And what they're saying is this is not just for you, but this is for your kids and their kids. Because I feel like that you're shifting family dynamics. Does that make sense?
Yes. I would like for us to be married
yes.
now, exactly.
I would like for us to be married now, exactly.
Okay, great. And again, I feel like that you are shifting a family dynamic. So it's not just for you, but you're shifting the whole family. And we can shift whole family lineages when we're the tippers in the family, when we're the ones who stand up and say, oh, I'm doing something different now. Okay. So take it one step at a time, but be clear from the beginning what your end game is. And you don't have to keep repeating it over and over and over again, right? But you can ask, you know, like, what's your end game in a relationship? And it doesn't have to be this
relationship.
Well,
you know what
was right?
ironic? He actually came out and said that I was a blessing for him, and he actually said that he wants me to be a part of his life and be on his journey. So he actually said it first.
Great. And now, so just take it one step at a time, right? I feel like that this guy's a fast mover. Get to know him, right? Really get to know him. And take it one step at a time. And I feel like they're giving me, you know, they're showing me 2 years. So I feel like that, you know, in 2 years, you know, then again, this is a threat of possibility because we have lots of possibilities in our chart. And in our lives to pick from, and it's what thread do we want to follow? So following this thread with this particular guy, you know, it looks like 2 years, I see the gown, I see the ring, I see the whole everything, right? But get to know him first. Really get to know him, okay? I feel like you're going to be doing some traveling with him.
Oh, he travels a lot, absolutely. And yes.
Oh, that was a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And I feel like that you're going to be joining him. And that's a really good way to get to know somebody is when you travel with them.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I hope
amazing.
That
yes.
helps.
Yes. Oh my God.
How do we reach you outside of this, the readings?
Okay.
This is my first time following.
Oh, great. I'm glad that you joined me. Yeah, and thank you for asking that question because I always forget to tell people that. So you can find me. My website is my name, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. You can book right through my website. If you have any trouble with that, you can email me at Cynthia_Fontaine@me.com. And somebody will get back to you if you have trouble. It's easiest to book through the website because you get a calendar, you get to pick the time, date, et cetera, right there. And then you also am on Facebook. So Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I'm also known as the Spirit Guru. I am on Twitter and Instagram, although I need to get better at popping in the Instagram more. I have a couple of videos on YouTube, so I'm all over the place. But the best way to reach me, you know, to book a session is right through my website, or I think you can book through Facebook too. I think somebody recently set that up for me where it has like a book now button or something and it goes to my website or goes to my booking page. But best go right to the website, CynthiaFontaine.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter. And, you know, I don't send out a ton of newsletters because it bugs me when people are sending out newsletters, you know, like
90
every day or 5 times a week or whatever. So I don't send out a ton of newsletters, but, you know, I keep people updated with what's going on, you know, when I have special things happening and things like that. And occasionally I do write a newsletter and send that out as well. So thank you for asking, and we are out of time, 60 seconds left over here on the Blog Talk Studio. I am going to stay hanging out on Facebook for just a short while. Lisa by Grace, good morning. Woo-hoo. I am going to stay hanging out on Facebook Live for a little while over here, so come on over to Cynthia Fontaine, Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And I have the option over there, I think. Let me see. Can I pull people up live today in there? No, Facebook changes every day. So thank you so much, Tina, for calling in. Thank you for asking about how to find me. And I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Happy Sunday.
You're welcome, honey. Take good care.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. Bye-bye.
bless.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, guys. I know you. There were like a zillion callers on the line. I have to do a show one day where I just do 10 seconds left on Blog Talk, where I just do callers because I know once I get on a roll there, it's hard for me to stop. So I promise I will do that soon for you guys on my Blog Talk Radio studio, where I'm just going to do a day where I just take callers rather than doing my, spiel at the beginning and talking, blabbing for half an hour. I will do a day of just taking calls. So thank you guys all for hanging in there. Thank you for staying on the line on Blog Talk. Thank you guys over here on Facebook Live for being here with me. I appreciate you all. It's a miracle that we can be here together. I love you all so very much. All right, guys, come back. Next week we'll probably be on the same time next week. But I'll post if there's any time change. I'll let you know, okay? Love you guys all over here on Blog Talk. Hank, come on over to Facebook.